In earlier drafts of the poem Obliviogate, it was a much shorter poem and the lines were much longer. I began to play with line breaks a little bit. I jammed within the line and wanted to keep the sense of a long line and ended up with these tiered tercets, although I don't really think of them as tercets. More like tent poles. You know those collapsible metal rods in three distinct segments? These separate pieces joined at their core by an expandable cord of thought, the essence of a line broken into three parts. I don't really think of these stanzas as tercets as much as I do as a trifurcated line. And it was a way to discover new things in the poem, to enjam. It led me in new directions, and it really expanded the breadth of the poem. Many of the lines were much longer in earlier drafts, and they evolved into these three-line creatures as a result of breadth and hesitations and new ideas as I broke in different places. And I liked all the opportunities that it added. It was a chance to play, and this playfulness was a way to surprise myself and expand the meaning, and eventually became a process of discovery in the poems themselves. And I used a similar technique in Solomon's Palimpsest.